Today has been a day for me of thankfulness. I'm so thankful for the time I live, so thankful for the blessings that I have, for the lessons that I'm learning, and for the progress that we are making, for the battles we are fighting, and for the victories that will be won. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. We are gearing up for election season. Man, there's so much craziness going on. It's amazing. I love a quote that I shared on my social media sites where John Piper basically to the effect said that we are in a war. And if we understood that, we would understand and pray about our prayer life would be different. We would be praying as an instrument of war. I love that so much. So as we get closer and closer to election season, we're going to be focusing a lot on economics, about the attacks on capitalism, and the importance for us to fight. Because if we get this wrong, it doesn't matter how good our business idea is. If we are going to live in a country that is socialist or a country that taxes like the Netherlands and the Swedish and all that, those Dutch areas, then this business stuff doesn't matter. So we're going to pick our battles. We're going to adjust for the season, adjust for the times, and talk about a lot of great stuff. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field. Thank you for all those who subscribed. I just got a bunch of notifications. You get a 15-ounce coffee mug. You get a pint glass. I mean, that's tons of value. I don't know any other network that gives you multiple different beverage holders, a coffee cup and a pint glass when you use HTBT. And then you get tons of great exclusive content. But on top of all that, I don't know of any other network where you get all that and you get to be part of what the Lord is doing in our area, in our podcast field, where we were proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus. So thank you for everyone who has already subscribed. If you haven't already, consider doing that. Don't forget about Reformgelical starting next week, the October 2nd, with A.D. Robles and I. We are going to be talking about relevant issues of the day, philosophy, theology, and we're going to have a Reform perspective and an evangelical perspective and really kind of develop the Reformed framework and really try to bring out the Reformed thinking and theology and make it understandable in bite sizes for evangelicals. So for you Reformed people out there, you know some evangelicals that ask you a lot of questions, don't really understand what Reformed means or what Reformed theology is all about, this is the show for you guys. If you go over to Patreon in the link below, patreon.com/reformgelical, if you get in right now, part of the beta month, for the first month, you can be part of the show. You can interact with us while we're recording live. That means you can be asking us questions. You can be clarifying. You can be in on the conversations for $2 a month for the rest of the show's life. Hopefully you'll live longer than the show. $2 a month. That's normally $5 after this first month. So get over there right now. $2 a month is not a big ask. And you'll get to be part of the show. You'll get to see the show before anyone else does afterwards. And I mean, for that value, just $2 a month. That is a big help to us. And it's a small sacrifice for you. Another way for you guys to fight. Don't forget about the book club as well. This is to help you develop. I was on Twitter talking about education. And it's amazing. Our culture conflates college and education. And people don't think you can get an education in business. They don't think you can learn. You can educate yourself on all the different business subjects and topics that you need to learn to be successful in business unless you go to college. And that's just not true. You don't need the student loans. One of the ways you can do that is get in on this book club where we're going to be going through different books. The one we're going through this month starting on the 29th of October is Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. He was the lead negotiator for the FBI and he's taking real stories. It's so cool. I'm on chapter 3 right now. So he's taking those stories and applying them to our lives and business lives. So get over there to check that out. Really appreciate it. And so my son right now is sick. And part of my thankfulness for the day was I'm so thankful for the people that have been successful enough to bless us where if my son gets sick, I'm not worried about him dying. think about the time we live in right now. That when our children are sick, what seems to be just a common cold, there's not this fear that it's out of our control, that we don't have remedies, we don't have medication, we don't have things to help him get better or her to get better. I know you can still die from the flu. I know that people die from things that we still don't understand. I don't have this false sense of security in our medical field, our doctors. But it's because of the success of scientists, of doctors that have been able to take risks, to try new things, to push on over obstacles, that they have been able to advance medicine to a place where a majority of the things that we face, there's a remedy for it. Isn't that special? Isn't that amazing? There's so many things to worry about raising children in today's age, and it's just a blessing that every single cold doesn't have to be one. Every runny nose can just be a runny nose. It doesn't have to be an alarm to, you know, buckle down and prepare for the end. I'm just really thankful for that. And thinking about how many failures, how many sicknesses, how many different trials and errors had to come. And I was thinking more about that in my prayer time when I was running, that every single obstacle, every single trial, every single hardship is not an individual battle, but it's training for the future. And that helps me so much with being optimistic, with being positive, with trusting God. It goes back to what we were talking about a few episodes ago, where I was talking about that we need to remember that we're part of a story. We're not the main character. We're not the protagonist. Hopefully we're not antagonist. We're not the main character, but we are part of the story. And God is using everything in our lives in some form in that story. And part of that for us to remember is that the hard times that we go through, the cancer, the job that gets laid off, or the demotion, or whatever number of things that it could be, that when we have faith in God and when we are called according to his purpose, there's purpose. There's meaning in the trial. Think about it in a military standpoint. People volunteer to go through hell, Hell Week. They go through SEAL training. They go through paratrooper school. They go through the Rangers. They go through all of these terrible, like, you go through such a trial that your body needs time to recover. You actually become weaker. Your body gets so beat up. Why do they do that? Because they become better and they're prepared for the battle ahead. Someone out there needs to hear that right now. You are going through this difficulty. You're going through this hard time, not for the hard time's sake, not because God likes to see you suffer, but it's going to take you, when you commit it to him, to a place where you can be victorious. You're going to be equipped with skills. You're going to have new insights. You're going to have new vision. You're going to have new perspective. And you're going to be more prepared for what God has for you in the next step. Our steps, our ascension, our trials are not detached, but it's part of a story. It's part of a preparation for the future ahead. And when we put our faith in God, we're more than conquerors. We're victorious. And I've talked about this specifically from a business perspective, from a startup perspective, is we need to stop looking at these obstacles, of these setbacks, as roadblocks. But we need to start thinking of them more like bumpers when we go bowling and we put those things up in the gutter so our balls don't go through the gutter. It guides to the pins. That these roadblocks, these barriers, even if it leads to failure in the task at hand, it's guidance, it's direction, it's honing, it's refining to something else that God has for us. And so we can charge ahead. We can go forward. We can lift our heads up. We can be optimistic, not naively, not in vain, not for the materials of this world, for the things of this world, but something much higher that we can face ahead. We can look ahead. We can gaze our eyes on the promise that we are being equipped to be more than conquerors. If you're going through this hard time, remember that this has purpose. And it's being used so you can be more than conquerors. Lift your head up. Give praise. Sing worship. One of the most crucial instruments in this war, this battle that we face in this life, is worship. Not just songs, but an attitude that no matter where we are, on the mountains, on the peaks, or in the valleys, the bottom of the ocean, we will give worship and we will give thanks because we are not forsaken. Now go out, be refined, win the battles, charge ahead, be successful, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.